Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here. Welcome back to Mom Mindset, your daily dose of affirmations and inspiration to help you navigate motherhood with grace, grit, and a whole lot of self-love. Today's topic, cultivating self-care in a schedule that feels more like a whirlwind than a well-oiled machine. Because let's face it, between juggling kids, work, household chores, and trying to squeeze in some semblance of personal time, self-care can often feel like an afterthought, right? Like something we promise ourselves when we finally get a moment to breathe, which, if you're anything like me, is rarely. But here's the thing. Ignoring self-care isn't just about feeling burnt out or overwhelmed. It's actually a recipe for disaster in all areas of your life. You can't pour from an empty cup, people. And when we neglect our own well-being, it affects everything, our relationships, our productivity, even our physical health. So how do we prioritize self-care when our days are jam-packed? Well, that's exactly what we're diving into today. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate self-care even on the busiest of days. Firstly, remember that self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. We often think of it as a bubble bath or a spa day, but true self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul in small, consistent ways throughout the day. Think of it like this. Wouldn't you take your car for a tune-up regularly to keep it running smoothly? Your body and mind deserve the same level of attention. Secondly, listen to your body's cues. It's amazing how much wisdom our bodies hold. Are you feeling exhausted? Stressed? Overwhelmed? These are all signs that you need to prioritize self-care. Sometimes, it's as simple as taking a few deep breaths, going for a short walk, or simply stepping away from your tasks for a few minutes to clear your head. You know those moments when you feel like you're about to reach your breaking point. That's a prime time to hit the pause button and practice some self-care before you completely crash. Thirdly, make time for things that bring you joy. Now, I'm not saying you need to carve out hours every day for your hobbies. But even 15 minutes of doing something you love can make a world of difference. It could be reading a book, listening to music, painting, or anything else that lights you up. Remember, self-care isn't about guilt-free indulgence, it's about recharging your batteries and finding moments of happiness amidst the chaos. Fourthly, don't be afraid to ask for help. We're not superheroes, people. We can't do it all ourselves all the time. If you're feeling overwhelmed, reach out to your partner, a friend, family member, or even a professional therapist. Talking things through can be incredibly helpful, and it's a sign of strength, not weakness. And finally, remember that self-care is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel like you're nailing it, and there will be days when you struggle to make time for yourself. That's okay. Just keep trying your best, celebrate your wins, and don't beat yourself up over setbacks. Okay, let's get real for a sec. Ever have those mornings where you wake up feeling like you're already running behind? You know, the kind where the kids are demanding breakfast, your coffee is cold before you even get to take a sip, and you're scrambling to find matching socks all while trying to remember if you remember to set the alarm for yourself in the first place? Well, picture this. You're in that exact situation, feeling like you're about to lose it. But instead of grabbing a fistful of granola bars and shoving them down your throat, no judgment there. You take a deep breath, step out into the fresh air for just a minute, and appreciate the sunrise. Or maybe, instead of yelling at your kids because they can't seem to find their shoes again, you put on some upbeat music and dance around with them while getting ready. D. You don't need hours to pour yourself back into the cup. Even 5 minutes can make a world of difference. Listen up, my friend. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Remember, you are worthy of love, attention, and nurturing, even amidst the whirlwind of motherhood. So prioritize those small moments of joy, listen to your body's needs, and don't be afraid to ask for help. Go out there and make today a little bit brighter, one act of self-love at a time. Remember to share this episode with any mom who needs a reminder that she deserves some TLC. And if you found it helpful, leave a review, it would mean the world to me. See you tomorrow for another dose of mom mindset inspiration.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.